Hello students, let's continue with the chapter advertising and sales promotion. Let's move on to advantages of advertising to society. The first point, higher standard of living. Now advertisements raises the standard of living of the people by stimulating their desire for a variety of new products. Point two, employment generation. It generates employment opportunities by promoting sales and enhancing production. Further, many persons are directly engaged in advertising process, such as artists, photographers, etc. Now let's move on to the disadvantages of advertising. Point one, it confuses the buyers. And I'm sure most of you agree to this, that advertising creates confusion in the minds of the people by providing them number of product, which makes their choice very difficult. Now we come across the ads of a variety of products. We see different products daily. And this creates confusion in our mind. It becomes difficult for us to decide which product is good and which product is bad, which one should we buy and which one we shouldn't. The second point, higher price. Advertising increases the prices of the product due to the heavy amount spent on advertising. Now, big celebrities are involved in different ads. We see them daily on television, in the hoardings. And I'm sure you're aware of this, that they charge heavy amount for these ads. This in turn increases the price of the products. This is definitely one of the major disadvantages of advertising. The third point, wastage of national resources. Now, advertisement of new product destroy the utility of existing product even before its usefulness is over. Now, whenever we see a new product, we forget about the old one and become super excited to try out the new one, thereby leading to a wastage of national resources. The fourth point is that it creates monopoly. Now, large firms which can afford huge amount of money on advertising remove small firms by creating brand monopoly. Now, these small firms cannot afford big celebrities regular advertising. This affects their sale and hence it proves to be beneficial for the large firms who capture the market. Next, we move on to the meaning of advertising agency. A firm engaged in providing services of advertisement for clients to create awareness and market for them is known as advertising agency. These agencies involve people with specialized skills and knowledge who are well versed in marketing, advertising, and consumer behavior. Now, the functions of advertising agency. Point one, planning. Advertising agency either prepares or helps in preparing advertising plans and programs for its clients. Preparing an advertising plan needs concerted efforts and investigative information. In performing this function, the agency should have full information about the products. Point two, creation and execution. An advertising plan prepared by the advertising agency will be sent to the advertiser for approval. Once approved, its execution is normally assigned to the agency. The agency enters into contracts with suitable media and the stage is set for creating an effective advertisement to suit the advertising. The third point is coordination. Coordination is another important function of an advertising agency. It has to ensure a proper coordination between clients, sales force, and the distribution network to ensure long-run success of the advertising program. Number four, research. Research may enable them to make stronger presentations to their clients. It may help the copy and art personnel to create better advertisements for their clients. The fifth point is accounting. The common assignments of accounting department of an agency include to check the appearance of advertisements in media, to check media invoices against release orders, to pay media bills, to bill clients and collect from them, to look after such matters as records, bookkeeping and other office routines. We will continue with this chapter in the next audio clip. Thank you, students.